Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. 8:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. I am joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa K.
Good morning.
Head of production, co-host Seth Habhager.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Good things on the way for you. Like this right here, we're going to talk a little Mother Nature with our good friend, Brittany Merlot. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning. It's a party here this morning. Everyone's here. I love it.
Yeah. These are our favorite shows. We love these. We got the whole gang together. Brittany, what is our soundtrack going to be, our background going to be for today with the weather?
A little relaxing, you know, with the light rain still rolling through here this morning. But all of that is going to wind down and end right around lunch or so. That's when the clouds are going to start to clear, and we're actually going to have a beautiful end to the day. And temperatures, a little cooler than average, highs in the low 70s. We're looking at about 73 degrees as our high today. Mm. So again, just a little spotty showers early, and then a beautiful evening.
Brittany, nice. You're my absolute favorite because I did not get my lawn mowed yesterday, so you have cleared my mind and my ability to, you know, keep up with my duties
mm-hmm.
in regards to landscaping.
Tomorrow's going to be the perfect day for it, too, because highs only in the upper 60s. You won't even break a sweat as you're cutting the grass.
Ooh.
Woo. Oh, yeah. All right. So you heard it here first, everybody. Save that lawn for tomorrow. That's what I'm doing. That's all
good
I
idea.
Needed, Brittany. That's all I needed. That was perfect.
Good.
We appreciate you, Britt. Have a great morning.
You too. Thanks.
Best in the business right there from Brittany Merlot. Joins us every morning right in this time slot.
Of course, this is the time I choose to go camping. And then all of a sudden, the temperature drops, right? Yeah.
Or it's
I'm
going to
freeze overnight. Jeez.
Mother Nature just feels like sometimes she just sits back and waits for like just one individual to do something.
Yeah.
And like, I got you. We got you. We got great things coming up for you, everybody. Not only the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club, but we're going to talk goats. We've got Olympic coverage for you we'll get to as well a little bit later. I want to get into continuing our Olympic coverage, and we've touched on this a little bit on playmakers, but how much Olympic medalists make? I want to touch on that one.
Oh, interesting.
We have 8 tips from productive people that can help you squirrel. Help you focus. We got that. Thursday, of course, it is around here. So we have not only celebrating Friday Eve, but our friends over at the Southwick County Humane Society will join us to kick off the 9 o'clock hour with our pet of the week.
Nice.
Yeah.
Some entertainment news in there as well. Hello Kitty is not a kitty. Discuss.
Nope.
We'll get into that. Lady Gaga did some interesting things for her Joker 2 role, and we'll let you know what's new on your small screen tonight. 9 o'clock hour, we also got a party around here to talk about.
All right.
Yeah.
Got that coming up. And what's the one thing you would never say no to? Get into that one a little bit later with some audience participation.
All right.
But cottage cheese.
I want to talk about the beautiful area of Eau Claire. Eau Claire, a great spot in this state. Love Eau Claire. Mm-hmm. Been there many, many times.
Yeah, nice.
Melissa, have you been to Eau Claire anytime recently?
Yeah. In fact, I spent a very large portion of the day there yesterday.
Ooh. How did that go?
Oh, my gosh. You guys, it was a very interesting experience. To start with, my media credentials got denied for the J.D. Vance rally,
mm-hmm.
Along with a couple of other people in our company. But all the local TV stations, Charter, Spectrum, they were all admitted. There was nothing on the website that, like for the Harris Vance rally, you could register to go. Mm-hmm. And then they would send you approval and tell you where the venue was. On the DJT website, it had the venue. It said the doors opened at 11 and that J.D. Vance would speak at 1. And that's what everybody saw. So people showed up.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we arrived, and I got there at about 11:30, we were told that this was a private event and nobody was allowed to enter but approved press.
Wow.
What a coward.
People
I'm sorry. What a cowardly move. That is such a... Well, wait a minute, though. I'm sure that the Harris and Walls, they did the same thing to... No, wait a minute. No, they didn't. No.
They
didn't do that to anybody. They weren't afraid of anybody. They're not afraid of anyone.
12,000 people attended the Harris Walls rally, and from what I am seeing on social media, for the number of people that couldn't attend because they overpacked the venue, there were so many people that couldn't, that were turned away.
Wow.
Just because there wasn't space for them.
He wouldn't face us. He wouldn't do something like that. He wouldn't come to our company or our network or anything like that. But I'd love to be able to tell J.D. Vance right to his face what a coward he is. Not just from that instance yesterday, but you grow a beard and all of a sudden your politics change. Like, what the heck?
Along with your name three times.
Yeah, right.
Here's the kicker, guys. Okay, so there was a woman that was there when I arrived, and she was rather upset. Because she had received a personal invitation to come.
Wow.
Just a regular citizen. She was coming. They had asked her to attend the event and write a paragraph about what she wanted to talk to J.D. Vance about. So she took off work and showed up. And she was rather put out that she was not going to be allowed in the venue, that they told her, no, sorry, this is a private event. You can't get in. And she was like, but you invited me and I took off work.
sounds like my dating life. sorry.
But then at the, you know, people stuck around, stood outside. Fortunately, there was shade, so that was a good thing. People stuck around, and then when the motorcade arrived, And went in. We were so far away from the entrance, you could see the top of the bus, and that was it. You couldn't see any people, and you weren't allowed any closer. So you really couldn't. Aside of cheering, that's all that they did. But people, and then a lot of people left. But the people that stuck around, at about I want to say it was close to 2-ish, a little after 2, someone came out, like pulled up in the middle of the boulevard in the street in front of the people that were standing out there. Because we weren't allowed within like 150 feet of the entrance driveway, the driveway itself. And he was like, he's going down to Olson's Ice Cream. If you guys want to see him, head on down there. And I was like, oh, okay. So the real hardcore people that really stuck it out now have to drive several miles, try to find parking downtown. And these little old ladies, there were a couple of them, and they were like, well, I don't know if we're going to get parking. But let's go.
Wow.
And these are like mostly supporters, right?
Oh, yeah. These are the hardcore supporters.
Right. Jeez.
So when we got downtown, this tiny little ice cream shop was packed.
I'll bet.
With the, I did not count in there, but maybe like 30 to 50 people inside and outside this tiny little venue. So it was his hardcore supporters that were there.
That's it's one thing how he treated you and some others, not allowing you in, but how he treated his own support, how they treat their own supporters,
man,
is also just as as just as alarming. You know, it doesn't make any darn sense.
No, it doesn't.
This is politics 101, everybody. Like, for those that don't study politics, for those that don't live in politics and all these things, I've been raised in it. You don't grow up in Chicago and not know who what's going on in all politics in that city. My family, very political savvy, very political minded. I've been raised in this industry, whether I like it or not. And there are certain things that every politician does because it's the smart thing to do. It's literally shooting yourself in the foot every single time that they're doing something, let alone opening their mouths.
Yeah. Well, apparently J.D. Vance thinks that the smart political thing to do is hold babies, because there was one there in the ice cream shop and he held her, and then he shouts to his friends or his crew over there, baby number 4!
Jeez. Hey, that's cringy.
Okay, but the kicker of the day, just to keep going a little bit here. So I had parked quite a ways away from this ice cream shop, thinking, okay, if parking's going to be a problem, those little old ladies need the parking. I can walk 4 blocks, no problem. So I parked a ways away and walked over, and then I interviewed a couple people that were standing outside after the event. Two ladies that were down there that are advocates against domestic violence and work for a nonprofit down there were holding a rainbow flag as a group of teenage Trump supporters walked past and shouted at them, "You're disgusting." And then talked with them a little bit, had a great interview, talked with another gentleman who's a former teacher and from New York, and just happened to be and saw the hullabaloo and was like, what's going on? And
that's interesting.
And so another interesting interview. And then as I was walking back to my car, happened to see another motorcade coming through, And here it was Walls and Harris.
Wow. Oh, wow.
And they did a surprise visit at the local store. So I scooted across the block, got over there, and was standing on the sidewalk when they were all they were stopping traffic and the vehicles are rolling through. And because these motorcades have about, I don't know, 15 vehicles in them. Mm-hmm. And so then I'm standing on the street there while they're inside, and I was chatting with one of the security people. I don't know exactly what his position was, but he said that the Vance team purposely landed at the same time as Harris to delay them, which is why the Harris Walls rallies, in my opinion, I don't know this for a fact, but that would, it would make sense that that's why the Harris Walls rally was so delayed and so late, and that people were stuck standing outside where Vance didn't have anybody but press waiting for him inside an air-conditioned manufacturing building.
So petty.
But then,
so petty.
So they stopped in and did a quick little visit too. I'm sure it was a photo op. I got to get my photo taken because after they left, then I went into the store and chatted with people and talked with the, some of the people who work there. I got a photo with Bon Iver.
Oh,
he happened to be there.
Wow!
Wow!
Nice.
Yeah. And then just chatted with people. I got an interview with a lady who happened to be inside the store when Harris and Walls were inside. And she was just like, yeah, I'm from Florida. And somebody said I should just stop by here. And then they were like, stand back against the wall. And I got my picture taken with her. Like, I've sent it to so many people already. They were squealing in the car when I walked up. And I'm like, can I talk to you?
That's awesome. That's cool.
It was really neat. It was a fun experience, a really long day. But it was interesting. It was also interesting to see the difference between the two groups. Let's just put it like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And speaking of that, I want to mention one thing, and I want to make this really, really clear to the audience. I don't care about Democrat or Republican. I don't care about the letter in front of the name. The game has changed. And I don't look at those things. I have plenty of Republicans, not only as friends, but on the air with us. You can go ahead and look at civicmedia.us and look at Senator Teston joining us recently, Representative Krug joining us recently. Mm-hmm. This is not a Republican or Democrat thing for me, personally. Mm-hmm. This is a I don't trust cowards thing. This is I don't support draft dodgers thing. This is I don't support sexual assaulters thing as a family board, a family center board member. Mm-hmm. This is personal for me. This is directly to these two individuals, mm-hmm. not the Republican Party. These two specific individuals that, in my opinion, are destroying a good party. That's what this is about for me. So if you are listening to this and you think that this isn't for you because you're Republican or something, please hang on, because we are a democracy station. And that's where we're going with this. This is personal for mm-hmm. me. This is not about parties. It's gotten personal. And
this has been about our country.
Mm-hmm. This is about democracy. Yep. This is about freedom and those sorts of things. And I greatly appreciate that WFHR has a roving reporter again, somebody going out there and doing the hard work and being able to do this in a modern age where you don't have to be like, like Pat said, like Al Franken, and walking around with the satellite dish on your head Melissa. I got to be honest, though. I didn't expect the conversation to go this way. I thought you went to Eau Claire for the Children's Museum. Oh.
You know, I walk past the Children's Museum. They've got some construction going on outside and exciting things happening there. It looks cool. I really wanted to stop.
It really does.
Yeah.
A shout out to the city of Eau Claire. I really do love Eau Claire. I really
do. It's a great town.
It's a really great town. It's
I stopped at Mr. Kitty Cat Cafe. And I had a cup of decaf coffee because I didn't get anything to eat all day long. It was kind of crazy. But a cup of decaf coffee with lavender syrup in it. And then I got to look at the kitties through the window. It was and my coffee was in a Wookiee cup.
Oh,
it was so great. Oh, and that's I forgot awesome. My pillow in the car. I had to buy a pillow. It says soft kitty, little ball of fur.
Oh,
really appreciate the work, Melissa.
Yeah. But I do have to. I have to add in because of you saying the bipartisan reporting and then the non. I hope that I am just giving you my impressions and not skewing it one way or the other, because really, being that up close and tight in with the J.D. Vance supporters. As long as we weren't talking politics, they were run-of-the-mill Wisconsin people, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm, like people yep. you'd run into at the grocery store, at the gas station. When the conversation turned to politics, though, things got weird.
Yeah,
things got weird, and they were spouting these talking points, and then following it up with, "But I don't watch any mainstream media. I don't pay attention to news at all."
Yeah, weird.
It's like, okay, well, where are you getting these facts from? Because I don't understand how. And I was hesitant to have any kind of conversation like that, being a woman, being there by myself, mm-hmm, with zero backup. I mean, there were camera crews showing up. There, I talked to two guys, and I was like, "So, can I ask what capacity you're here with?" And they were like, "We're here to escort some people." Mm. And pretty soon, a camera crew and a woman reporter showed up, and they were her bodyguards.
Wow,
that's too far. Mm. That's not America. That's not the way it should be.
And anybody who showed up as a reporter were there with multiple people. Like every woman reporter that was there had multiple people with her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a mark on them. That shows a lot. That says a lot. And that's half of our country that is in that position. That's mm-hmm.
And
that
there was really only one thing. There was one person that was there protesting the supporters of J.D. Vance, I would say. He was across the street. He was wearing a shirt that said, "Make America Think Again." and they shouted at each other for a little bit mm-hmm. over the street. And one woman was like, go support your person. And then the motorcade showed up. So then everybody was cheering and they forgot about that guy.
Yeah.
Some really good work there, Melissa. We appreciate it.
It was interesting.
Want to remind everybody, Wisconsin's fall primary is August 13th, right around the corner. Make a plan, mm-hmm. be a voter, get educated, get out there and vote. You can
check your registration.
Mm-hmm. Yes, be sure to do that. Today is the cutoff day at 5 o'clock. Today is the deadline to request an absentee ballot. Regular and permanent overseas voters, talking about our brave and wonderful military members. A lot of them are in that group. Also, tomorrow at 5 o'clock is the deadline to register in your municipal clerk's office. Keep that in mind as well. And you can learn more about this and more where to vote if you're registered to vote at myvote.wi.gov. Myvote.wi.gov. We'll come back doing some celebrating with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club on the morning show at WFHR. It's time for the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. We want to remind everybody that our friends at El Cafe are closed until the 12th, taking mm-hmm. a much deserving vacay.
Yes, indeed.
I don't know why I said vacay. I've never said that before in my life. Okay, maybe that's where I got it from.
I'm seeping into your brain, James.
Yes. It really was a matter of time. It really was. Our friends at El Cafe are taking that much deserved break. They'll be back reopened Tuesday, August 13th at 7 a.m. Be sure to make plans to meet them there. Looking forward to that. They, of course, at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Appreciate our friends over at El Cafe. Appreciate all of you getting us these birthdays and anniversaries. Keep them coming, everybody. Mm-hmm. Send them to info@WFHR.com. That's info@WFHR.com. Direct message us on our Facebook pages as well. You can hit me up at james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. And, of course, call up
715-424-2600. Sorry, I was looking at the calendar because I have two birthdays I have to submit for tomorrow and Sunday.
Ooh, so I got to get those okay, in. Get that in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. As it is, I need a 1-3 from you, Melissa.
Two.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. We can get right into the celebrating. And first up, we want to wish happy birthday to Emily Jones.
Happy birthday, Emily.
Happy birthday.
Enjoy your day, Emily. Hope it's a good one for you. And we wish a happy birthday to Holly Godfrey.
Happy birthday, Holly.
Happy birthday, Holly.
Enjoy your day, Holly. We wish you the best of days. And we're wishing a happy birthday to our qualifier, Jennifer Rosenthal Spaeth.
Oh. Hey, happy birthday, Jennifer.
Happy birthday.
Enjoy your day, Jennifer, mm-hmm. and brag about being a qualifier.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Tell it to strangers, family members, pets. Brag about it, and congratulations.
Guess what, Fido? I'm a qualifier. It's Fido, the best day. You want a dog bone?
Yeah, Fido's going to love it. We take a look at our celebrity list. Shawn Mendes is 26. Stitches and Senorita. He's got a couple of hits.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Arguably the greatest tennis player of all time, Roger Federer is 44.
Oh,
43,
yeah.
43, sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Dashing Swiss tennis star who's won 8 Wimbledon trophies.
Yes. Go Swiss.
I know a lot of people say Joker. Some people will throw Nadal in there and everything. Federer is still the greatest to me.
He's still the best. Still up there, man.
JC Chavez is 48, NSYNC member.
Okay. Oh, yes. I remember that. Yeah. Okay.
Very interesting set of birthdays coming up here, everybody. JC Chavez from NSYNC, 48. Drew Lachey from 98 Degrees is 48. And Scott Strapp is 51 from Creed.
Oh, interesting.
Just a weird Creed.
That's
birthday.
A weird like, grouping there. Yeah. Yeah.
And to top it off, Mark Willis is 51, country singer.
Hey.
So you got all
lots of musicians today.
I mean, almost all the genres. Two boy bands and a couple others in there. I don't know what Creed is considered, but
Christian rock.
Yeah. Sort of. Yeah. When they started out, they were more mainstream, but yeah.
And then we go from all that to one of the better names in hip hop history, Kool Moe Dee.
Yeah.
Oh, what a name. I go to work. Kool Moe Dee, some good stuff from back in the day. And Ricky Rocket is 63, Poison's drummer.
Oh, my goodness.
Hitting the gamut all over the place here.
I think we've covered every genre now.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Let's see here. And Phil Baslie is 85 today from the Statler Brothers. The baritone
hey,
of the team.
The one band I used to be able to listen to.
Nice. An amazing actor, giving amazing performances throughout his entire career. Dustin Hoffman is 87.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Kramer versus Kramer.
Mm-hmm.
Kramer versus Kramer. That's the one. That's the performance that I think stands out the most in Dustin Hoffman's career. I'm sure Rain Man is one that a lot of people will go to, and a great performance in itself, and a wonderful job by him. But the work in Kramer versus Kramer, that's a tough movie. Mm. It's a must watch, I think, in many ways, especially given the times that we're in. There's some performances. You look at 80s Dustin Hoffman. What a run. Marathon Man.
Yeah.
Some of those movies he did. I will say, though, I think my favorite performance of his, not his greatest performance, but my favorite performance of his is, of course, Smee. Smee, I'm going to do it, Smee. Smee, I'm going to do it. Stop me, Smee. Smee, you better stop me. Him as Hook is one of my favorite castings ever.
That was a really interesting casting that worked. And
shouldn't have worked.
So outre for the rest of his work, right?
The casting that Spielberg did in that movie, none of it makes sense on paper, except for the kids. The kids all perfectly cast. The whole movie is perfectly cast in my book. But on paper, it doesn't make sense to have Robin Williams as Peter Pan until, an older Peter Pan. Okay.
Okay.
Dustin Hoffman's Mr. Hook. That doesn't make... Oh, wait a minute. It's a Hook who's got some issues. you know, Bob Hoskins is Smee. I mean, there's so many great roles, and they all work so well together. And mm-hmm. Dustin Hoffman is just so... Like, Captain Hook was always this, like, mean villainy kind of person and everything, and he does that while also like making him human, like in a way. This is a great performance.
It's crazy.
And we celebrate Mel Till's birthday today, born in 1932, passed away in 2017, country legend.
Mm-hmm.
Coca-Cola Cowboys, some other good ones.
Mm-hmm.
And that is going to do it for our birthday and anniversary list.
All right.
One more time, wishing a happy birthday to Emily Jones and Holly Godfrey.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
And a very happy birthday to our qualifier, Jennifer Rosenthal Spaeth.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, congratulations.
One more time, we'll put this out there. We are still looking for the contact information for Sam Anderson. If we don't get that by tomorrow, we will draw a new winner for the month of July.
All right.
Got to get that Culver's out there.
Yes.
I mean, we've had hot Culver's sitting here in the building for a week. No, that's not how this works?
No. Oh.
Sorry. I thought
I was wondering when we got that heating lamp. I was like, what is that for?
I was wondering why we had that. We don't just give you the gift certificates. We have actual food. No, we don't. We will take a time out, check in with our partners in our news break and sports with some Mike Clemens and more coming up on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Round, round, get around, I get around, yeah, get around, round, round, I get around, I get around.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth, Melissa, James, all here with you. Thank you so much for joining us. We hope you're having a good one out there. I'm going to get into our Olympic coverage right now. And I got a couple of interesting notes on this one, too, as far as how much Olympic medalists make. We'll touch on that in a second.
Okay.
But Team USA held on to its gold medal lead yesterday, but it could be a tight race to the finish.
Mm.
Wrestler Sarah Hildebrandt won her gold medal match.
Cool.
The cycling team finally scored gold in women's team pursuit after 12 years of silver and bronze, so congratulations to them.
Nice. That's cool.
But I got the chance to see last night sprinter Quincy Hall with one of the greatest races I have ever seen, come from behind victory in the men's 400 meters.
Wow.
If you get the chance to watch this race, you know, for one thing, it's very fast.
It's only 400 meters, right?
Yeah. It's not going to take you long. I encourage you to, almost more than any other Olympic event, if you haven't seen anything or don't get a chance to see anything, watch Quincy Hall's race.
Ooh.
In part, not just because of his coming from behind, watch his face. I've been watching track and field my whole life, and I've never seen a racer with this face before. Most racers, it's stone cold. They got no expression on their face. They're locked in. They're going forward. One thing I don't understand is the racer that looks to the side. It doesn't matter.
No.
The racer next to you could grow wings. It doesn't affect your race. So I don't know why they look at who's next to you, but it's natural human instinct and all that. But the look on Quincy Hall's face is everything his body is going through, everything his mind wants, all on his face.
Wow.
And it's just so, like, the essence of determination. It was an incredible run. Incredible.
Cool.
It was so cool to see. I get goosebumps thinking about it. I didn't expect this from him. And it was incredible to watch. Cool. I encourage all of you guys to check out Quincy Hall's 400-meter Olympic winning race. He also snagged a bronze in snagged a bronze in men's weightlifting.
Okay.
Plus four silver medals in men's skateboarding, women's pole vault. Another great performance by our women's pole vaulter. I know she finished silver, but incredible run for her. Moon is her name, and she is incredible. We also, the overall medal race seems like it's more or less settled now. After day 12, the U.S. had 94. China is next with 65. The gold medal race is still very much up in the air, though. Coming into today, Team USA had 27 gold, China at 26, Australia at 18, France at 13, and 12 each for Great Britain, South Korea, and Japan.
Okay.
So while the overall medal count, it's going to be hard to catch up to us, the gold medal count is going to be a race to the finish with China and USA.
Cool.
I am curious, and we'll bring this up on Playmaker, Seth, of what means more to you if you're an Olympic nuthead like me, the total medal count or the gold medal count? Because I hear different parameters on this one of who won the Olympics, quote unquote, who won the Olympics.
Right.
To me, since I was a little kid, it's always been the total medal count. And that goes back actually to the Winter Olympics for me. But I teach their own. I don't think there's no wrong answer. You know, I mean, I suppose if you're all about bronze, I guess. I mean, our country wants it. We finish with the most bronze medal.
I just really like the medal bronze. What can I say? You know,
big fan. I thought that was interesting, but this might be even more interesting to some out there. Olympic athletes aren't paid to compete, but when they win, they usually do get a little something for their from their home countries.
Okay,
we've touched on this a little bit. Some countries give out homes, you know, that kind of thing.
Ooh, wow.
The U.S. Olympic Committee is paying out $37,500 per gold medal this year.
Whoa.
$22,500 per silver and $15,000 for each bronze. That's actually on the low end. Some countries give out way more. Serbia is at the top of the list with under $214,000 per gold.
Whoa.
Although they only have two gold medals so far, so they're not paying out as much as the U.S.
In the end, yeah.
Malaysia and Morocco are also in that range. Australia is the cheapest country, holding out at $13,000. Singapore reportedly had a $737,000 bounty on gold medals in 21, but they didn't win any medals that year. Their last medal was a gold in the men's 100 butterfly in 2016.
Okay. All right.
And gymnast Carlos Yulo from the Philippines just became his country's first male gold medalist, and he's getting a private sector gifts like a condo, a house, free food for life, plus 450 Gs from the government.
Wow. Not bad.
So what are the medals themselves worth? Almost nothing.
Yeah.
Almost nothing.
Yeah.
They're based on materials used.
Yeah.
The gold medals haven't actually been pure gold since 1912.
Yep.
And this year, they're 95.4% silver. Their value is about $950.
Yep.
A wow. silver medal is worth less at $486, and a bronze it will only get you $13 at a scrap yard.
Because it's bronze.
$13.
Yeah.
But all the medals contain original iron that was used in the construction of the Eiffel Tower.
That's cool. Pretty cool.
I remember hearing about that, yeah.
And talk about the difference between the material worth and the emotional worth.
Oh, of course. Right. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
Psychological struggles that they had to go through to get there.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if there's a bigger difference, like wider difference between something's material worth, like a bronze medal, and mm-hmm. what it might mean to somebody. We've been seeing this through the whole Olympics and been seeing it through the whole run of the Olympics, throughout their whole run back into the 1916. A country that wins a bronze that has never placed before in this particular category or something, and the way they chant and shout about it. There's a lot of great videos of that. I thought one of the coolest things that came out of that race I was just talking about with Quincy Hall, if you pay attention, everybody had a personal best, and I think like five, it's something like crazy, like five or six of the like eight racers had their country's greatest time ever.
Wow.
So think about
that's
that.
That's awesome.
Like, wow.
That's a win in itself.
Right. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Melissa. You get it. This is one of the advantages of, I think, you not necessarily
being a sports person.
Yes, yes. Because I'll admit, I get like this too sometimes as sports fans. Win, win, win. Win, win, win. Everything's winning. I talk about
so
this.
So looking at things objectively?
Exactly.
There you
exactly.
go.
With an adult brain. Yes. We really need that more. Yeah. But that race was so unique to me. I've never seen that before, where even though you finished fourth or fifth, mm-hmm. not only did you have a personal best, you had the best race your country's ever had.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How can you hang your head about that?
Yeah.
No,
I imagine in the moment, sure. In the moment, I get it. You know,
I didn't win.
Four
right,
years,
yeah.
right. all that and everything. But hopefully by now, 24 hours later or months later or what have you, you could take some pride in that.
Yes,
I think that's probably the case most of the
pretty
time.
Pretty darn cool. It's pretty darn cool.
And you got to imagine that when they get back to their country, you know, the accolades they're going to receive for that in itself, regardless of how they placed in the actual Olympics, the fact that, they got the best time of their entire country.
That's one of my favorite moments is these athletes getting back home and seeing the cheering and all that.
They
receive afterwards.
Mm-hmm, it's cool.
It's pretty cool. It's also, I think, noteworthy what these athletes make when you compare them to, I don't know, the like $85 million signing bonus Jordan Love just signed, you know, or something like that.
Right.
Like there's athletes and then there's athletes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not taking anything away from, obviously, professional athletes or anything like that. I don't mean that at all by that.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that it's noteworthy when you're doing something for your country and you're doing something, you know, for the paycheck, which is, again, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's take a call before we go to break. Good morning. What's on your mind?
I got a couple quick things. But last night I sat with my girlfriend's daughter. She's doing her graduate assistant program down at the University of Kentucky in strength and conditioning. Mm. But I sat with her last night, and we were watching the 49-kilogram ladies weightlifting.
Oh, yeah.
So which they do the snatch and then the clean.
The clean jerk, yeah.
And just the determination on some of these women that were lifting. I mean, I never really sat down and watched this.
Mm-hmm.
And sitting down and watching this with her, you know, and her kind of explaining things, you know, and as they were coming up and saying it was like 88 kilograms, and I'm like, okay, I got to look that up, what that's in pounds.
Yeah, me too, me too.
You know, and it's just, if they, you know, try to, like, say, I think it was one of the, they were trying to do 88 kilograms on the snatch, and they couldn't do it, but they would still have a smile on their face because I think they're trying to do their personal best. And obviously, you do a combination, and it's how they, you know, determine the winner. But it's just watching that, and these ladies are, like I said, 49 kilograms, so they're sitting at about 110 pounds, I think is what it comes out to. And you're lifting, especially on the clean and jerk, of over 200 pounds over the top of their head.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Incredible.
Like yeah. twice, almost twice their body weight. Crazy.
Yeah. I pulled something just thinking about that.
Oh.
And then if they hit their personal best, or you know, if they hit that one weight that they, you know, they took the lead, it just, you could see the emotion on their face and how they did it. Or if they couldn't get that weight, you know, it just, they did a great, I mean, granted it was, you know, probably not, you don't get the best broadcasters for that type of stuff, but I mean, the video work and everything that they did with that, they, I thought it was pretty cool, you know, and very, you know, they impressive. Got the, you know, the emotions of yeah. the athletes, you know, on those lifts. But, and then my second point is going back to the birthdays and anniversaries with Dustin Hoffman. Mm. I think what I have to agree with some of the things that you said, James, but outbreak.
Ooh.
That's got to be one of his better ones. Nice. Too.
When good. They tried to make him an action star. Yeah, that was pretty good. Yeah.
That's a good one. No, that's a great performance by him and a good movie. Yeah.
yeah.
Nice reference, Kev. Nice reference, man. You know, I'm glad you brought this up, and I appreciate the context and the story, because you mentioned something that I hadn't thought much about until this personal Olympics right here, this one going on. I like the Olympics. I love watching it and everything. I think one of the things I enjoy the most is watching it with others. Mm. There's something about that. I have a TV in an extra room, and I usually sit in there and do my work or a lot of my teaching or anything like that. My dad's in the living room. We're both watching the same event. And it just dawns on me. I'm like, what am I doing? And I just walk out there. I'm like, Dad, you don't care. Just like, sit down.
Yeah, right.
And it was so much better. It was so right. much more exciting. Like, when you get to watch these things yeah. with, you know, people you care about, I can only imagine the excitement you had, not only watching the athletes, but watching her impression of the athletes and some of that.
Right.
That is just as much fun. That's a big part of these games to me. And I hadn't realized that until I got older here. But that, it is a cool part and a good thing to mention, man. I appreciate that, man.
All right. You guys have a great day.
You too. Be safe out there. Have a good one. We appreciate you.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take time out. We'll come back, and we're talking about 8 tips from productive people that can help you. What is that? Whoa, look
James,
at that.
James, focus.
Yep,
focus.
Sorry. Going to go break.
Just didn't work.
We'll be right back after this. Oh, my gosh. That's a really cool. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Man, I'm a sucker for a dirty guitar. Oh, love it. Melissa, Seth, James here with you. We're here to help you get productive. Woo! Get you focused.
I don't know if that was worth a woo, but okay.
I don't know if that was a little over.
I'm done.
It was a little over the top on my game. It's a little over. I got some energy to kick out.
Yeah, apparently. So. Yeah.
Someone asked productive people for their best tips on staying focused, and here are a few you might want to try. Here we go. So, and we want audience participation on this, and you guys as well. Any added notes you want to add to this conversation? And
sure.
To the listeners out there, the phone lines are always open no matter what we're talking about. 715-424-2600. We will take your calls. Feel free to call up and join the conversation.
Yeah, but we can only talk to one person at one time. So if you get a busy signal, call back.
Yes. That's thank right. you for that, Melissa. Yes, you're so right. Take 5 minutes at night and make a to-do list for the next day.
Hmm.
Then start with a few easy things to keep yourself motivated.
Okay. Start checking things off the list. Yeah. I've heard that.
I like lists.
Yeah. I've heard that hack a few times. You know, put a couple of things like you've already done on your list, and then you feel like, hey, I'm accomplishing something.
Or a dopamine boost.
Yeah.
You get to mark that off.
I started doing this as a joke, and it actually, like, when I heard those stats and when I heard those kind of things, I started keeping it on there. I'm a list person too, Melissa, and usually on the top of a lot of my lists, just to try to make myself laugh or something later on, I'll put breathe. You know, right at number one.
Dude, I put things like make bed, make coffee.
Yes.
Brush teeth. Like, sometimes it's the little things that help.
Yeah, it really does. It's a great list. I'm a big person on prepping ahead for things. Certainly with the industry that I've worked in for 20-some years and everything in radio, you got to do that.
Yeah.
But I've noticed that in my own personal life, there's a lot of that I try to do. Now, of course, we all know the phrase, if you want to make God laugh, make plans. But that's part of this. Because there's so much that you can't plan on and that happens almost in everyday life.
Right.
So the things that you can block off or plan, like your clothes or something like that for the next day. I do that, like, I try I don't do this every week, but I try to go, okay, this is what I'm wearing this week, Monday through Friday.
There you go.
I got it all lined up.
Nice.
I wake up in the morning after an hour of sleep and in a daze, and I throw the clothes on. Is it on right? Do I have the tag sticking out?
Is it backwards? Yeah.
And I'm good to go. You know, I there's certain things like that. I think that's a really good one. Maintain a clean workplace and organize it so everything you need is at within arm's length, except maybe your phone. If your phone distracts you a lot, keep that a little bit farther away.
That's a good one. Yeah. I've heard that one before, too. Yeah.
Use a notepad to jot down reminders and other random stuff. Don't let those things sidetrack you when you're trying to focus on something. Just write them down so you can come back to them later.
Boy, you know, and this happens so often with myself, is that you think, you know, you're working on something, and then you think of something else you have to do, and then you immediately turn to that. Yep. It's like, and you have to tell, and I have to tell myself, I'm like, wait, whoa, you know, get back, finish this first,
finish
and then we
task.
Get to this one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
On my, I have two different Gmail accounts, one for work and one for acting, and on both of them, I have 4 to 5 different drafts. And looking at my work one, I've got one for birthdays. I've got one for our WIRI playlist we're working on. A little side note there, everybody. our best ofs when we're, you know, different things that we're going to be nominating and that kind of stuff. I've got those. And then I've just got nocturnal notes, which are just random writings and different things like that.
Just throw them on the list.
The alternative to shower thoughts.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes. Outside of that, I have my I text myself.
I
have a bunch of different texts where I text myself all the time and everything. I'm showing Seth here where just random notes that pop in my head. Like I have actually up here Quincy Hall. I just have Quincy Hall's name written down. They're like
good reminder.
Like that.
Actually, I know quite a few people that do that, that text themselves notes so they remember. Yeah.
Yeah. I messenger myself.
Messenger?
Messenger stuff. I don't know how to say it. Especially like when you're going through reels. I do this mostly with recipes, which is why we've gotten so many Asian The Kitchen's Open themes lately.
That's hilarious.
The recipes on there, they're so simple and they're easy to throw together. Mm-hmm. So you can watch them on a, you know, 90 second reel.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
But yes, I message them to myself all the time.
Next on this helping you stay focused and productive list, start your day with a brisk 20-minute walk. It sharpens your mind without trying you out, without tiring you out.
Yeah,
I don't have 20 minutes in the morning to do that.
Say,
just
don't that one sounds
it.
A little tougher to get in because just time, you know.
In theory, sounds like a great one.
Yeah,
sure.
Make sleep a real priority. More REM sleep tends to equal better focus.
Okay.
That old chestnut.
James.
Yeah, that old
James.
Chestnut. Oh, the Sandman and I, we just don't seem to get along. It's my fault, actually. I powered $5 like back in '88, and
I just got this mental picture, okay, the Sandman going over every house. He comes to your house and it's just
yes. I don't know even why I bother. I don't know. This guy. Play music when you're doing chores. See if you can finish a project before a song ends.
Okay.
Cleaning is when I usually listen to most music nowadays.
Like,
I don't have an opportunity to listen to music very often, so I will throw my headphones on and just get to work.
I do podcasts when I clean.
Mm-hmm.
That helps motivate me because I'm actually listening to something while I'm doing it. I don't get bored with, you know, what I'm doing. I'm just paying attention to what I'm listening to. So
I do that with audiobooks.
Oh, yep.
Mm-hmm. That's what my mom and dad do with audiobooks. Whenever they're driving anywhere, whether it's 5 minutes or it's an hour, they listen to audiobooks. I do the podcast thing when I'm driving.
Oh, okay.
I noticed that's more of a focus for me.
Interesting.
Don't overeat at breakfast and lunch. Eat well, just not so much that it makes you sleepy.
Yes.
It's what you get for having Thanksgiving dinner for lunch. I don't know. And add some background noise. A person who can't focus in complete silence said that they play YouTube videos of coffee shop sounds, random things. Not talking necessarily music.
Right.
But like rain sounds are calming.
Yeah, there's a lot of ambient music.
Right.
Things out there to choose from.
Wow.
Like hang drum music is actually really good to have in the background as a like hang drum, especially hang drum and acoustic guitar together. It sounds so amazing.
Wow.
And then you throw in some like soft rain.
Ooh. Yeah.
I like the idea of like a public place. you know?
Yeah.
Like the coffee just shop kind of thing. Yeah, just like you hear like a muted conversation kind of thing. Mm-hmm. That sounds kind of cool. I've never thought about that before.
Oh,
yeah.
It's out there. You can find it.
That's really neat, yeah.
You found an hour or 3 hours of it on YouTube.
Oh, I'm sure you can.
That's a pretty good one. That's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
Any honorable mentions as far as like how do you focus or things that you do? Because for me, I notice looking at this list, a lot of what I do is kind of, again, pre-planning or trying to get ahead of things so that I can focus on and be in the moment at this time. And that helps me focus. It eases my mind to know, okay, I got that covered. Or even on some things, well, I've done everything I can do. You know, sometimes that's just a relief when that hits you. And even though not a lot of us swallow that pill, you know, even though we know we've done everything we could do, sometimes we're still frustrated and still want to accomplish more.
Right.
Oftentimes that is the release that I need of like, okay, well, I really have done everything I can do on this. Time to move on. Time
exactly.
to do the next thing or something.
There's a lot to be said for that, too, because I think that will help you don't get stuck on something. Otherwise, my tip is to hypnotize yourself.
Yes. It's always a good idea.
So a potato tastes like an apple?
There you go. However, whatever you want it for. Whatever you want to do it for.
Sorry, that was
you're
a Disney
sleepy.
Movie
reference.
No. That's not bad, though, Melissa. That's good.
I also will organize my list by, okay, I need to accomplish this by the end of today. This can only be done tomorrow. This can be done on Saturday.
Like gotcha. I deadlines.
Right. I give myself deadlines for things or when I can start something, because sometimes you have things on your list that you cannot do, like you said, James, until a certain time or date.
That's right.
So putting those things in, having them written down and organized helps me able to check that off in my brain. Like, okay, I don't need to think about this until this day.
Yeah,
that works too.
Especially,
it removes some of the bouncy balls of anxiety in my brain.
There you go.
Especially in this industry, Melissa, I imagine that it does help quite a bit.
Yeah, I need to make some more lists.
Yeah. as we go to break and go to our finish up our first hour, I did want to remind everybody from the City of Wisconsin Rapids Parks and Rec Department, check out this fun deal. Friday, August 9th, up to 100 kids who are 14 and under can get a free ticket to the Raptors game that evening with paid admission to the Aquatic Center.
All right.
They just opened up adult flag football registration as well. Keep that in mind. That's coming up in August. You can find out about that and more at wirapids.org, wirapids.org. We'll be back with our Pet of the Week from the Southland County Humane Society and more on The Morning Show.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.